With the ongoing global climate changes happening at an alarming rate, some frustrated individuals as well as groups of people are taking to streets to protest, hoping better policies that protect the environment will be put in place. In Uganda, critics say the government is taking the matter quite too slow. They say widespread environmental degradation that is taking place across the country needs urgent response. A Ugandan local environment conservation pressure group known as Friends of Dzoka in the north of the country do not want to wait on the promises their government has made regarding putting in place a policy that regulates environmental degradation. On a telephone, the group's public relations officer, John Onzima, justifies the group's ways of doing things.
Our media campaign is done in a way that it must bring responsible people to account, not to really, you know, there have been massive destruction there. If you're in Gulu, probably you have seen exactly what's happening in the north. Amuru, Adjumani, and the other places, there have been a lot of massive destruction, and this destruction, in our view, as Friends of Dzoka now, has been orchestrated by the people who are in charge of this district. They are the conduits, let me say, they are the very people who are being used to, you know, by the businessmen to get the trees out. So initially ours was to name and shame.
Friends of Dzoka claim their government is taking far too long to respond to environmental degradation, something they say could cause irreversible climate consequences. They argue their method of fighting for the environment, especially trying to save the last trees standing, is appropriate. Further, both South Sudanese refugees and host communities are blamed for cutting down trees for poles used in construction of their huts, as well as wood for fire. The government of Uganda, plus their partners like the UN agencies operating in the northern districts that host refugees, want to put in place a policy they say will protect environment against reckless citizens and companies that are involved in environmental degradation activities. The State Minister of Relief and Disaster Preparedness in the Ugandan Cabinet, Mr. Musa Echwero, says his department is finalizing a document that will not only protect the environment, but also restore what has been lost.
We are designing an intervention that is meant to restore the environment, especially in the 11 hosting districts. It will be launched soon, the environmental intervention policy by the refugee managers in Uganda. I'm sure it will talk about restoration directly by planting trees. It will also talk about, you know, energy conserving materials like some of the solar stoves that have been already introduced in some of the camps.
The policy he is talking about seems to be designed to target both refugees and host communities who are largely cutting trees for domestic use, forgetting uncountable number of businessmen plus companies dealing in woods from the region. For years, business people have been transporting logs in the region as well as southern part of South Sudan to feed international wood markets. One wonders if the upcoming policy the minister is talking about will put a cap on the wood business too, in order to avert widespread environmental degradation that could result into irreversible climate changes.